Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-658-3876. That's 800-658-3876. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-658-3876.
This is Killer Innovations, a show about ideas, creativity, and how you can innovate. Welcome to the Innovator's Garage, where you learn to create your next game-changing killer innovation.
Welcome to this week's episode of Killer Innovations, a show about creativity, innovation, and design, and I'm your host, Phil McKinney. Welcome to the show. This is, as I keep saying over and over again, because it's kind of hard for me to even believe it, but we are in our 12th season, 12 years of doing the show, and it's all because of the encouragement you as the listeners give. So, one, I wanted to say just thanks for sticking with us. Some of you have been here from the very beginning. Some of you are new listeners, and you've got lots of archive material if you want to go back and dig through that. And the entire archive is over at killerinnovations.com. That's where you can also click and listen to the show live when we are live in the studio. Sometimes we do live to tape, what's called live to tape. We actually record the show ahead of time if I'm traveling or something. But when we are live, you can click over there. You can listen to the show live. You can actually watch us. We video stream from the studio, so you can actually participate and get your own questions in. So this week, this is what we call an Ask Phil episode. So an Ask Phil episode is where you, the listener, submit a question. We pick it up out of the list of all the questions that are submitted, and we spend one whole episode just really digging deep on one question. And so this week's question is really around how do you recruit a team? What's the best way to really recruit a high-impact, high-functioning innovation team? You know, a team that's whole job is really to crank ideas that lead to game-changing innovations, game-changing products and services, things that are going to have a real impact. And I actually had to sit down and think about this a little bit. There's been a lot of discussions. I've covered it a number of years back, kind of a similar question, but not nearly as in-depth. And I've also got now a few more years of experience and perspective. I mean, I've been in the innovation game, you know, now 30 years of my career. I've had some big successes and I've had some not so big successes and actually I've had a few, total flameouts. I started, 12 companies, startups before I got number 13. Lucky 13 for me was the one that I was able to take to IPO and really have my first, what I would call big global success, for a startup. So I've been through the downs. I've been through the ups. I've worked for small companies. I've worked for, large companies. Hewlett Packard is the CTO for the largest technology company in the world. So I've had the full range. So here, let me share with you these thoughts and input, I guess, kind of perspectives on the people that you should look to recruit, the kinds of people that you want to make sure are on your team. And I have seven. So the seven people, these are seven people that you should really think about having on your team. First up is the visionary. This is the person that has kind of the vision. They kind of, in their mind, they see that product or service fully formed, fully ready to be rolled out and deployed. Now, typically, this is going to be the first person in. This is going to be the person who is really the catalyst for the idea. They are also the head, the heart, the soul of the idea. It's almost like their baby. They're not going to, you know, let it be mangled or abused or mistreated. They are really that passionate about the idea that they've got percolating in their head. Now, that could be a consumer electronic product. It could be the idea for a new restaurant. It could be a new online kind of service. But this is the person who really, in their head, they see this as being fully formed. They kind of just know what it is that they want that idea to be. Now, this is a critical role for the team. This can also be a little bit of a difficult role for the team. They tend to be not very flexible, not very open to change. They tend to want to steamroll everybody in the organization, that their vision, their view of this product or service is the correct one, and anybody else's ideas are not correct. So they, in effect, can become a little bit of an antibody within the team. So you have to be a little careful. Now, for those of you listening, you may be that visionary. You may be that person that has that idea. Check yourself. Make sure you do not become the antibody. You've got the ultimate end objective. What is that end objective? The process of getting from point A to point B, it may transform. It may become different than what you have fully formed, but the end objective is still achieved. So don't get caught up in being maniacal around that only one vision is the correct vision. Okay? So I'm just guiding you. If you're the visionary, just check yourself. Just make sure you're not turning into that antibody. The second role is the leader. This is the person who ultimately needs to be the one that makes the call, the final decisions, brings the team together, manages the team, leads the team, leads to the end result. Now, what you're really looking for is someone who is just a natural leader, somebody who's just really good at pulling together a team and who can really drive the output or the impact of the idea. Now, what I have found is most visionaries are not good leaders. They tend to become so maniacal around the idea, they forget that they got to bring a team along with them. So I'm actually one of those people that actually encourages people to actually have separate visionaries and separate leaders. In the startup world today, that's typically the CEO and the CTO if you're a technology company, or the CEO and a chief product officer, somebody who really understands what the product or service it is that you're going to deliver. Very rarely have I ever found the visionary and the leader being one in the same. If you look at all of the great startups that went on to be huge, huge successful companies, they typically have a partnering relationship. There's two people that are part of that original team, or in some cases more. You know, it starts all the way back in 1938 with Bill Hewlett and David Packard, both having very different but very complementary skills that allowed them to keep their roles. Bill Hewlett was very much of the engineer's engineer, very much the heart of the products that they need to build. The very first product, the audio oscillator, was a Bill Hewlett invention when he was in grad school at Stanford. David Packard, much more of the talker, the visionary, the face of the company, out and about, sales, marketing, branding, those kinds of things. Even though David was a very good engineer, Bill was the engineer, heart and soul of that company. So if you are working up an idea and you're the visionary, find a leader. It isn't meaning you're less important or not as good or any other characteristics. The best possible approach to taking an idea and turning it into real is to team up. And the visionary needs to find someone who's a natural leader, who can recruit others, who can get others excited about the idea, who can actually bring those things together that actually ultimately leads to the ultimate success of the business. And so So, and again, I think I just, as I look back on both visionaries and in the leaders, it is this challenge of how do you work together? There's a little bit of a dating process. There's actually websites online for what they call founders dating. You may be the person, the visionary that has the idea, and you need somebody to come alongside that is complementary to your skills. So again, it's not a negative. I'm just saying don't underestimate that important role of finding the partner. And it is like dating. It's like getting married. You're going to spend a lot of time with this person. You're going to mesh your ideas. You're going to mesh what it is that's going to be successful. The same applies inside of companies. If you're part of a team or you're starting up a team to create a new kind of product offering or a new division or whatever, treat it like the startup approach. There is this kind of, you know, dating process. Who are you going to have, you know, play that visionary role, and who are you going to have play that leadership role? So don't underestimate this too. And that's why I'm spending so much time on just these first two roles, to really help you understand exactly why you need to spend the time really thinking about these roles. Because if you don't, the likelihood of success goes down dramatically. And again, this is just my 30 years of experience. I look at projects that I've been on that are highly successful and projects that are just like totally just, you know, busted at the end. And it was trying to do it, go at it on your own. So we're going to take a quick commercial break. When we come back, we're going to pick up talking about the 7 people you should recruit to your innovation project. And don't forget, always check out the show notes. I have all the links there over at killerinnovations.com. And stay right there. We will be right back.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Are you over the age of 60 and been diagnosed with lung cancer? If so, you and your family may qualify for a cash award. Our experienced attorneys are standing by to evaluate whether you have a lung cancer claim that qualifies you for a cash award. The consultation is absolutely free, and there is no risk and no money out of pocket. We only receive a fee when we secure you and your family a settlement. 250,000 people are diagnosed with lung cancer every year. You're not alone in this battle. We can help make sure that you and your family are financially safe and that medical expenses are covered. Again, if you've been diagnosed with lung cancer and are over age 60, call now. Don't delay. There are deadlines for filing claims. We're standing by 24/7. Call us at 1-800-275-0767. 1-800-275-0767. Again, that's 1-800-275-0767. Attorney Advertising. William Stephacker Jr. is the attorney responsible for this ad. Main office, Grant, Pennsylvania. May not be available in all states.
Due to an upturn in the economy, Main Street Business Loans has pre-approved the release of millions of dollars in small business funding. Your business may already be pre-approved to receive up to $250,000. We've sent out millions of pre-approval letters. We see the economy growing, and our underwriters believe now is the time to invest in your business so you can grow faster and make more money. And we're prepared to give you up to $250,000 to do it. Your funds can be available in 5 days. There are no application fees, no annual fees, just quick access to up to $250,000. If your business did not receive your approval letter to get up to $250,000, call Main Street Business Loans Approval Desk now.
800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. That's 800-430-7570.
We paid less for our Craftmatic today than we did 20 years ago.
If you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and free information on today's Craftmatic adjustable beds. And then decide when you see how little they cost. Rated number one by consumers nationwide on ConsumerAffairs.com. Craftmatic beds come in all mattress types, including cool gel memory foam, for up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand. Enjoy temporary relief of low back pain, poor circulation, nighttime heartburn, mild arthritis. You'll sleep better in a Craftmatic adjustable bed. So if you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and information, and then decide when you see how little they cost. Discover Craftmatic for less, up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand.
Call 1-800-316-5271. That's 1-800-316-5271. 1-800-316-5271. Call now.
Has your life changed? Are you now in a situation where you need health insurance? Here's some simple advice. Call our health insurance hotline right now. This free service will do all the work for you. Shop the health insurance marketplace and find the plan that best meets your health insurance needs. Don't get lost searching for plans on your own. Let a licensed agent help you for free. According to a report on CNN Money, almost half of those eligible for subsidies are paying less than $3 a day for bronze or silver plans. Remember, under Obamacare, most Americans qualify for health insurance. So get ready to let us do all the work for you and find out the best health insurance plan for your needs. Call this number now.
800-659-7975. 800-659-7975. For your free health insurance quote, call now. 800-659-7975. 800-659-7975.
BizTalkRadio.com.
This is Killer Innovations, a show about ideas, creativity, and how you can innovate. Welcome to the Innovator's Garage, where you learn to create your next game-changing killer innovation.
Welcome back to this week's episode of Killer Innovations, a show about creativity, innovation, design. I'm your host, Phil McKinney. We're talking this week about the seven people you should recruit to your team. Now, I said innovation team, but I'm really talking about teams in general. If you've got a product idea, a new kind of service, a new restaurant, a new startup business, who are the people that should be on your team? As I shared in the last segment, number one is you got to have the visionary. You got to have the person who kind of understands the product or service. Number two, you have to have the leader, the person who's actually going to assemble the team, motivate the team, keep the team synchronized. And typically, the vision and the leader, not the same people. And we're going to pick up number three in this segment, and that is the role that I call the mother. Now, the mother is that person who's kind of sensitive to everybody else on the team, make sure everybody's happy, that everybody gets heard. These are the people that have kind of the high empathy value. And why is this role important? What I've found over the years is, particularly keep in mind, my perspective is technology. I'm a software engineer by training. I've done hardcore coding on products all the way up to being CTO at large companies. And my wife would be the first to admit to you that my empathy quotient is pretty low. it's not something that comes natural to me. I'm not as sensitive to people's emotional states. It's just something that I just haven't done, just never been really sensitive to. I just don't pick up on it. But what I have found is by having somebody in the team who you recruit specifically because they have that high empathy value, you can totally radically change the structure and the overall feel of the team. By having somebody who kind of goes around and makes sure that everybody's happy and that, you know, they set up the fun activities and team building. Now, this isn't an HR role. Don't think of this as being you're going to appoint somebody. Your official title is the mother of the team. What it is instead is you just want to have somebody that has that component in addition to some other function that you have on the team. But they kind of take on this role. They kind of mother the other people. They're the ones that keep track of people who, you know, maybe have kids in school or, you know, they're the ones that kind of whisper in people's ears, hey, let's not do that meeting on that Friday. It's a teacher's, you know, a work day, so the kids are going to be home, you know, and Sally's not going to be in the office that day because she's going to be at home with her son, you know, those kinds of things. Without making it become a big issue, it's just all of a sudden the team kind of gets this feel that everybody's looking out for each other. And in this case, these people are, in some cases, hard to find. These are people who just have it come by naturally. They're the epitome of this, what I call management by walking around. They typically are not at their desk a lot. They're typically out talking to people. They're still very productive, but they're out there communicating. They're kind of building the social network amongst the team. Hey, did you know Sally kind of has a, you know, she's going to night school to work on design. Maybe we could have her do some of the design work. Or, hey, you know, Bob's is a big Adreno guy. Maybe we can have him do the really rough prototype on the Adreno to get this concept prototype up and working. They're the person that kind of makes all those kind of backdoor connections because they know more about everybody that's on the team. So you got to have a mother, you know, just from the standpoint of, like I said, when I've had this role filled on a team, the dynamics on the team is radically different than anything else I've ever experienced. Number four for me is what I call the Energizer. This is really named after the Energizer Bunny, right? This is the one that just goes and goes and goes and goes and goes, never stops. You know, they can crank the hours like there's just no tomorrow. This is the person that just will get it done. And sometimes at a cost, they'll break a little china. You got to be tolerant of them kind of, you know, rushing and everybody else having a hard time keeping up. Or maybe they get out so far ahead that they kind of get off the path a little bit. And you got, and sometimes you have to make kind of that mid-course correction, bring them back onto the same path as everybody else. But this is a key role. They just, these are the people that when you're going to run into the challenge on your project or your company, things aren't going to go right. You're going to run into a problem. These are the people that will just absolutely drive right through it. They will push the rest of the organization, more likely pull the entire rest of the organization through that entire process. And so, therefore, this becomes kind of the energy of the team. Their energy level almost becomes contagious. They get out there and they're just driving so hard, the rest of the team is just rushing to keep up with them. That high energy level gives a sense of positive feel to the project. The fact that there's somebody on this team who's working that hard and who believes so strongly around this idea, that becomes infectious. And that's kind of an attitude you want to maintain on the team through the entire project. There's going to be these natural ups and downs. But if you have this energizer, this person who's just high energy, type A personality, or as I refer to some of these people, you know, type AAA personalities, these people are just energy over the top. And they will literally pull the rest of the people through the organization. And the best example I actually have of this is actually my wife. She is a type AAA person. And I hear this from the people that she works with. She volunteers. She's a nurse, but she works at a number of clinics. And I hear it from the other people at the clinic who are also volunteers about, oh, my God, Michelle has so much energy. And I'm like, yeah, well, we've been married 35 years. Yeah, she's about half speed to what she used to be. I mean, she's energy over the top. And I'll be the first to admit, and I'll admit it on national radio, that a lot of my career success has come because of her. Her energy level, her passion, her push, her drive, her pushing me has been really key for me. So even in a family situation, when you've got somebody in your family that's that high energy, it can have a high impact on the rest of the family. Same thing happens in the team environment. It can have a high impact on that team. So the energizer, find them. And the key here is keep them. But also be ready, pick up the broken pieces. Sometimes their energy level is a little off-putting for other people on your team or for people that they interact with. Sometimes you don't want that energizer to be the person that you're going to have talk to a customer because they can be overpowering. The customer's back on their heels, like not sure how to deal with this person. So again, critical role, find it. And once you find them, keep them. Don't give them up easily. And so with that, we're going to take another quick commercial break. When we come back, we're going to pick up on number 5 and number 6. We're talking the 7 people you should recruit to your innovation team. So stay right there. We're going to be right back after this commercial break and talk about the those team members and how critical they are to your overall organization. So again, we're going to take this break.
U2 America TV, featuring original live programs created with you in mind. Engage with shows through social media and the U2 America app. America Trends with Dr. Gina covers the trending topics of the day and allows viewers to interact with the show. Sully's Biz Brew is business with a barroom slant, delivered with a twist. Visit U2America.com to find a channel near you. U2 America, red, white, and you.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation at 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off.
Call 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. That's 800-721-6723.
Hey, Bob, how's business? Is the new website helping?
Not good. I can't figure out how to get the website finished. How did you do it?
Easy. I called web.com. They built my website for free. Then they promoted it on all the search engines.
Like Google, Yahoo, and Bing?
Exactly. And web.com has helped grow my business so much, I had to bring on new staff.
Call now, 1-800-535-9652. That's 1-800-535-9652.
There is no upfront charge for building the website, after which the ongoing fee applies. Rights to the website are relinquished upon cancellation unless otherwise purchased.
Hi, I'm Joan London. If you're worried about your parent or loved one living alone, like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service.
Finding an apartment that was on the courtyard with the view of the trees, the view of the ducks, the stream, the creek, all of that, that was what I needed.
You'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information. Here's the number.
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-451-2976. That's 800-451-2976.
A Place for Mom is a free service, and you can trust them to help you. So if you're struggling to find reliable senior living information, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-451-2976. That's 800-451-2976.
How deep in debt are you? $10,000? $15,000? Maybe even more? And every day that goes by, you know what happens. Your debt gets larger and larger and larger. Well, if you've had it with your mushrooming debt problem and the stress it is causing you, make this free call today to the Debt Solutions Network. One quick no-obligation call is all it takes for one of our partner companies to show you how they can help you get out of debt. So if you have $10,000 or more in combined debt and you want to learn how you can solve it, make this free, no-obligation call now.
800-814-5035. 800-814-5035.
If you are in serious debt, you have to get out of it and fast. Call my friends at the Debt Solutions Network now.
800-814-5035. 800-814-5035. Call us 24/7. 800-814-5035.
This is a national health care alert from the Health Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You could qualify for a pain-relieving knee brace at little or no cost to you. Get free delivery, and all the paperwork is handled by our accredited suppliers at no charge to you. So if you're on Medicare and have knee pain, don't wait. You may qualify to immediately receive a a pain-relieving knee brace at little or no cost. Friendly agents are standing by 24/7 to help you. We also have other pain-relieving braces, too, for your shoulder, ankle, or back. You may be eligible to get these items and more at little or no out-of-pocket cost. Our friendly representatives are standing by now to help you, so please call now.
Call 855-227-0301. That's 855-227-0301. Again, 855-227-0301. That's 855-227-0301.
BizTalkRadio.com.
This is Killer Innovations, a show about ideas, creativity, and how you can innovate. Welcome to the Innovator's Garage, where you learn to create your next game-changing killer innovation.
Welcome back to this week's episode of Killer Innovations, a show about creativity, innovation, design. I'm your host, Phil McKinney. Before we get back into the episode, this actually ties right in, because we're talking about the seven people you should recruit to your innovation team. But in some cases, recruiting can be a tough challenge. And so before we get started, I wanted to thank this week's sponsor. Now, you're probably saying, hold on here a second. Phil, you've been doing this show for quite some time, 12 years to be exact, and you've never had a sponsor. And I'm like, you're correct. This is the first sponsor. And I'm going to explain why we've taken on a sponsor in a minute. But a common question I get from you, the listener, is around how do you recruit top talent? How do you go find that talent that you need for your project? And so, you know, like you, you may have tried some of those outsourcing sites. You may have tried, you know, some of those ones where you put your project up and hopefully get someone to do some work for you. I don't know about you, but I just haven't had a good success. Our sponsor is TopTal, and TopTal's different. For starters, they screen every technical and design talent out there. I mean, they really put them through the meat grinder to the point where only 3% of those that apply ever get accepted. So you're guaranteed that you get the A team, not B team, C team, or a mix. You get the A team. You know, companies using TopTal, they include companies like Pfizer and JP Morgan being big multinationals, down to startups like Airbnb and Zendesk. And with the sponsorship with TopTal, and for listeners of Kill Innovations, you can try TopTal at zero, and I mean zero risk. Start a project, and if within the first 2 weeks you aren't convinced that they're just absolutely killing it, you get 100% of your money back. And on top of that, you get to keep the deliverables that were developed in those first 2 weeks. So go over to toptal.com/Phil, find that good talent, and start your project. Or better yet, just drop me a note over at phil@killerinnovations.com, and I'll make a personal introduction and get you the VIP treatment. So, why am I allowing TopTal to sponsor the episode? First, my mission is to equip you with the knowledge, skills, and tools to help you take your idea and turn it into, really, that top innovative product. And having access to top talent is absolutely critical. That's what this whole episode is about. And I like TopTal. I've met with the CEO. I've talked to customers. I've talked to their talent. And it really is top-notch. Now, second, taking on a sponsor helps cover the cost of producing the show. That's just the reality of it. Now, I've been funding the show myself for 12 years. And by accepting a sponsorship, that actually frees up my money to put into my nonprofits. As you know, 100% of the money that I make from my author royalties or any of the other stuff that I do outside of my day job, that includes speakers' fees and all that, all go to the nonprofits, hackingautism.org and pioneer.education. So this isn't about making money. It's about me being able to put more money into the nonprofits that myself, my wife, that we're very, very passionate about. So in this case, you know, what are you waiting for? You've got that idea rattling around. Go over and check out TopTal. Go to toptal.com/Phil. Check out the offer. Start a project, or drop me an email, phil@killerinnovations.com, and I'll make that intro for you. Hey, who doesn't like getting a little extra TLC through the VIP treatment? So let's pick up where we're talking about the seven people you should recruit to your innovation team. First up was visionary. Number two was the leader. Number three was the mother, you know, that mothering effect. Number four was the energizer, that energizer bunny. Number five, let's talk about this one, customer advocate. This is the person that really is the voice of the customer on your team. They are really, really tuned in to the customer. Now, this isn't the same person who constantly says, well, I wouldn't like that, or that doesn't meet my needs. A customer advocate isn't about themselves. It's about the others. It's about the customer that's out. And these are the people who tend to spend a lot of time with the customer. They're on the road. They're out there face-to-face. They're spending time. They're watching their customers very, very closely. It's not about reading research studies. These are the people who actually are really tuned in, who can really understand what the needs and the wants of the customers are. In some cases, we refer to some of these as ethnographers. These are people who, you know, who really look at kind of the social issues and tribes. Sometimes it's referred to the groups of customers. You need to have this customer advocate. They need to be able to. They also have to have a voice. You need to give them the power to say, "Hold on here a second. You know, are we really, you know, doing the right thing? Does the customer really want this? Is there something else that they would want better? Hey, let's go test this idea." And they would. They're also the ones that don't allow anyone else, including the executives, to really, you know, screw it up. You know, get off the path of the plan here of what it is the customer really needs. In the case of Apple, that was Steve Jobs. You know, Steve had a vision. Even if the customer didn't know what they wanted, the one thing that I think Steve brought to the voice at Apple was really that understanding of what it is the customer really, really wanted. What is it they were really passionate about? Elon is the same thing at Tesla. That person, now, they have the benefit of being the most senior executive person. You know, in my case, albeit I did try to be that customer voice, I was smart enough to recognize that I needed to listen to other people's voices and other people's view of the customer, and therefore then not get into a steamrolling effect, but actually improve what it is that we were trying to do or trying to create. So these are the people that really have that voice of the customer, who really understands what it is that we're trying to drive to and what it is that's really going to drive, you know, that success. The other one that I want to talk about real quick here is the what I call radar person, or Radar O'Reilly, for those of you who are old enough to remember watching the MASH TV show. Radar O'Reilly was this corporal who, if you needed anything on the base, you needed you need to get a generator, or you needed you know, certain supplies or whatever, and nobody could get it. Radar was the guy who could go get it. He would have buddies and friends and trade, swap, do whatever it took to get what it is you needed. You need a Radar O'Reilly on your team. Now, I've had a couple of Radar O'Reillys on teams, and in many cases, I've actually taken them with me to my next companies, because they proved to be so valuable. These are the people who kind of, you know, dissect the process, and they can get something through procurement in 1/10 the time that it normally takes things to get approved. They work the legal process to get the lawyers to actually get things done on a record pace. The Radar O'Reillys are absolutely a critical part of your team. In my case, the Radar O'Reillys that I've had, they've gotten access to prototype hardware from other companies, hardware that some people thought never existed, but they were able to kind of wiggle their way into those other companies, use their networks, their friends, their contacts, and lo and behold, got us access to prototype hardware to work with on a project that we were working on. They, like I said, they work magic with procurement. They can get things ordered, parts in, equipment in on record time, get it all set up, get it configured. So like I said, though, in my case, when I found my Radar O'Reillys, I keep them. You keep them close. The Radar O'Reillys are kind of those hidden resources that actually will accelerate you getting your project done at a record pace. Otherwise, particularly if you're an entrepreneur, that entrepreneur inside the large corporation, you will get bogged down in the process, particularly if it's a large corporation. Find your Radar O'Reilly, and trust me, they will become kind of that critical, absolutely vital resource. And you'll be amazed at the impact that they can have on your team. So again, we talked about the customer advocate, critical role, Radar O'Reilly from MASH. And we've got one more to go, but actually I'm going to sneak in a number eight on the list, right? So I'd started off today's show talking about the seven people you should recruit to your innovation team. We're already down through number six. So they are visionary, the leader, the mother, the energizer, the customer advocate, the Radar O'Reilly. So those are the six. In the next segment, I'm actually going to cover you two more. I've got number seven, and I actually have a bonus one that I think is somewhat surprising to a lot of people. So you're not going to want to go anywhere. We're going to talk about this specifically around a resource that I think is highly overlooked in a lot of organizations, but in my case, highly important to the products and services that I've launched. So stay right there. You're going to want to listen specifically for the bonus one. So come right back. We're going to take this short commercial break. You're listening to Killer Innovations on the BizTalk Radio Network.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing at 800-605-6995. Immediately. That's 800-605-6995. Page Publishing is looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to them and give you their feedback. If they like what they read, they'll get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. They handle everything. Editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, then you need to call Page Publishing and do it immediately. Call 800-605-6995 now for your free author submission kit. Again, for your free author submission kit, call 800-605-6995. That's 800-605-6995. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call. Call Page Publishing at 800-605-6995. For your free author submission kit.
Here's George Foreman with Invent Health.
Hi, I'm George Foreman. Do you have an idea for a new product or invention? People ask me all the time, George, how do I get my idea in front of companies? How do I get a patent? What do I do next? Do you have the same questions? I'll tell you like I'll tell them all. Call my friends at Invent Help.
Call Invent Help today for free information. Invent Help has been helping inventors for more than 30 years and has sales offices nationwide. Invent Help can submit your invention to companies who are interested in receiving new ideas. If you have an idea and want to try to patent it and submit it to companies, you should call Invent Help today for free information.
Listen, I can't guarantee a company will be interested in your idea, but I believe every inventor deserves the opportunity to step into the ring and take their best shot. Put Invent Help in your corner.
To get your free inventor's information, call 1-800-351-1453. That's 1-800-351-1453. Again, 1-800-351-1453.
Are you worried about losing your home to foreclosure? If you've been threatened with foreclosure or receive legal papers from your bank, you have approximately 30 days to respond. If you do not respond, you could lose your home. You have rights. Act now to protect your rights. You can stay in your home. Many times you can even modify your loan. The bottom line is you can get past this, but you must act right now. If you've been served by your bank and you're worried about losing your home to foreclosure, now is the time to fight back and save your home. Time is limited, so call the professionals at National Foreclosure Defense right now.
800-708-7922. 800-708-7922. 800-708-7922. 800-708-7922. That number again is 800-708-7922.
Have you heard? Proactive Plus is faster and better than ever. Stay tuned for a million bottle giveaway, and you'll also receive free shipping. Do you have troubled skin? Acne? Well, we have great news. With Proactive Plus, your acne can heal, and you can help prevent new breakouts from happening. Don't miss this limited time offer. Give us a call at 800-726-1031 because we're going to let a million people try Proactive Plus risk-free and get two free gifts and also receive free shipping when you call right now. You heard it. This offer won't last long. So call Proactive Plus now and you'll receive a 60-day risk-free trial of Proactive Plus, two free extras, and free shipping. Call 800-726-1031. This is our exclusive radio offer, never on TV. Get your risk-free 60-day trial of Proactive Plus with free shipping. That's right, free shipping. Don't wait. Call 800-726-1031. That's 800-726-1031.
Do you owe $10,000 or more on at least two federal student loans? Then you may qualify for new programs offered by the Department of Education. These programs can reduce your interest, lower your payments, and possibly qualify you for loan forgiveness. If you have $10,000 or more and at least two federal student loans and currently not in school, you may qualify for one of these programs. Call now to check your eligibility. Student loan advisors are standing by to help you determine if you qualify for these new programs. They can help you reduce your interest, lower your payment, and even forgive a portion of your student loan debt. Take control of your financial future. Make this free 5-minute free call now to Nationwide Student Loans and learn how you can reduce your student loan debt.
800-439-1588. 800-439-1588. 800-439-1588. 800-439-1588.
BizTalkRadio.com.
This is Killer Innovations, a show about ideas, creativity, and how you can innovate. Welcome to the Innovator's Garage, where you learn to create your next game-changing killer innovation.
Welcome back to this week's episode of Killer Innovations, a show about creativity, innovation, and design. I'm your host, Phil McKinney. We're talking this week about the seven people you should recruit to your team. So if you're doing a startup, if you're working on an innovation project inside of a large organization, even if you're a nonprofit, putting together a team to go after to do a new project for your nonprofit, who are the seven people that you should have on that team? So we talked about it in the earlier segments. Number one was the visionary. Number two is the leader. Number three is the mother, the person who's with all the empathy. Number four is the energizer, that energizer bunny. Number five is that customer advocate, that voice of the customer. Number six is radar, the radar Riley, the person from MASH, the person who can really drive and get you the things, the resources you need, whether it's raising money in a nonprofit or whether it's procuring you equipment through the procurement process if you're inside the corporation. Number seven, and remember I said at the end of the last segment, number seven I'm going to share with you, and I also have a bonus on number eight, so stay tuned. So number seven is the designer. The designer is that person who designs the packaging, the UI, the user experience. Now, in many cases in the past, when you were doing products or services, you'd work on the product. And when the product was pretty much done, then you kind of threw it over the wall to designers. That's not the mode in today's world. Design is becoming just as important and is any other element in the development of a new product or service, whether that's developing logos and branding, whether that's designing the websites or mobile apps for a new restaurant, whether that's designing the physical product, consumer electronic device as an example. Design needs to be moved up front. And in fact, now there's entire programs around what they call design thinking. When design thinking came out of IDEO, a big design house in the Silicon Valley. They're based in Palo Alto. Very, very influential. A lot of the iconic products that you would know and recognize are the result of IDEO's work with their corporate clients. When I was at HP, we were a huge client of IDEO on their design thinking approach. IDEO has also taken, one of the founders of IDEO now is formed at Stanford what's called the D School or the Design School, where they teach this design thinking approach. And design thinking isn't about the plastics and the pack, you know, the pretty parts of it. It's around how do you think about designing the whole thing, you know. How do you design not just the look and feel, but through an approach of how do you actually make a product or service better by using design principles? So design today has become, you know, not an afterthought, or what we used to refer to as putting lipstick on a pig. You know, after you got done building your hardware for a new device, then throw it to the designer and say, wrap the plastic, and off you go. This is about bringing it into the upfront process. And design is critically important also because customers are becoming more sophisticated. You know, they will attribute quality or passion for a product or service or a company based on some design elements. How well thought out is the design? How well thought out is the design of the customer experience? You know, unboxing is becoming, you know, such a critical part of delivering devices, which is my background. So, you know, when I was still at HP, the amount of time and the amount of energy we would put into taking designing the product into the box so that when you pulled the lid off the box, it had just the right tug on it, the right feel to it, you know, the exactness of the design. This wasn't what we call a craft box or a brown box that you get when you buy something, you know, and they get shipped to you. This is these high quality boxes. Something as simple as that sets in the minds of your customers like, wow, the amount of time and energy they put into this box, how much more time and energy did they put into this product? This product has got to be great. So it starts literally from that beginning. And injecting design, even if you're very early in the process of coming up with your product or service, don't wait to the very end to work on the design. Get that design activities up and going right from the beginning. And so design is just one of those things that you can't put to the afterthought. You can't treat as as kind of something that you think about later. And so, again, the seven that we talked about, the visionary, the leader, the mother, the energizer, the customer advocate, Radar O'Reilly, and the designer are the seven people that you have to have on each of your teams. And I'm going to have this entire list up over on the show notes over at killerinnovations.com. So number eight, the bonus person that I would ask, that I would encourage you to even think about is what I would call neurodiversity. This is the person who thinks differently. In some cases, we may think about them as being potentially on the autism spectrum disorder, Asperger's. They call you, if you're not on the spectrum, your neurotypicals, as they refer to us. They are considered themselves being neurodiverse. The key with innovation and creativity is you want to have people on your team who look at things differently. And in this case, look at everything differently. And I've had a number of them in my career. Most recently, I've hired two, most recently, and they are having a phenomenal impact. They require a different management structure and a different approach to managing them. But let me tell you, injecting them into your innovation team can have a huge, huge impact. So if you're interested in understanding more about the neurodiversity, something that not covered, I've covered it in a couple other shows in the past, but just drop me a note, or you can go over to hackingautism.org and read up more about it. Or if you need help in actually doing the recruiting or finding those candidates, let me know. I'm more than willing to help. Because my belief is the neurodiversity can have a huge, huge kickstart to your innovation efforts. So don't overlook that, and that's your bonus. Find that, and you'll outstrip your competition in just in the ability to spark and generate new, unique, and really different kinds of ideas. And so with that, we're going to wrap up today's show. Thank you for staying with us. Hopefully you found this useful. Love your feedback. Drop me a note, phil@killerinnovations.com. If I can also ask, run over to iTunes and give us a quick vote over there. That helps get the word out about the show, and it would be a really greatly appreciate that. It would be a big help for us. And with that, thanks for listening, and we'll talk to you next week. Bye-bye.
The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or service. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com. BizTalkRadio.com.